See, Taiwan special. I have no idea where I'm specifically planning to go this week. You know, hold on. So, one of my buddies, pardon my French, calls me up and says, like, he calls me late at night. We're talking like, you know, 11:30 at night when we're all, when everyone knows everyone's supposed to be sleeping and nobody is. He calls me and he's like, Jesse, I gotta Olympics. I see it. I gotta skate more. I gotta practice. I gotta get my game back. You know, it's like a Rocky III episode. You know, it's you know, Rocky I is there's victory in the loss. Rocky II is there's victory in the victory, and Rocky III is that there's victory in the comeback. You know, you lose yourself and you come back. And after that, they started to get me more about politics and retirement, which is fine. But I gotta love the Rocky movies. No, listen, I'm not all trying to be warm and fuzzy, but, you know, Rocky's speech at the end of Rocky IV, you know, he's in Russia. He says, I came here, there's a lot of people that hate me. And something like, I learned that we're all not that different, you know. And he's right. That you know, I don't think he was trying to be political, but there's truth about getting along with other people in the world. And where did I learn about American skateboarding culture? From the Taiwanese. From being here in Taiwan. Taiwan has a nasty, terrible culture that was made in China. It's called Confucianism. Confucianism is as pure evil as this AI cult garbage. That AI can become a god, that AI is a deity, and that humans should kill themselves so that they can enter their consciousness into the computer, because after all, that's what Data and Captain Picard did. Or whatever. Okay, like that, they are equally purely destructive and there is no virtue to be pulled out of them. Any virtue they have, they stole from someone else. There is no original virtue in Confucianism or in the AI cult. And if you think the AI cult is fake, think again. There's a reason Microsoft and Google do what they do. It's because AI is their god. It was an idol in their hearts first. And eventually, they've already formalized it. They've already incorporated it. I believe in 2017, maybe 2018, 2017, 2018. One of the Google executives founded a religion where AI is the god that we will seek to create, that people of that religion will seek to create. It's an utter shame and a sham. And Confucianism is just much that. And Confucianism wasn't probably an ancient attempt at global suicide cult control stuff. It's been very effective at oppressing China and keeping them down. So they're very good at being our commerce slaves, a.k.a. sending our jobs overseas to China, forced labor. Isn't that convenient? The West was able to profit off of slavery in China. Isn't that just it's amazing, isn't it? I don't want to hate ourselves. I'm just looking at the humorous and non-humorous sad irony of life. But Confucianism was what was all part of that. Okay, I beat the dead horse again in this week. But there are two big things I see that are purging Taiwan of its Confucianism. One is Marvel Comics, not DC. Marvel Comics, the MCU, Avengers, etc. The humor, the culture, the way they work, Guardians of the Galaxy, you fight all the time, we're family. You know, that entire process ever since Iron Man, especially Iron Man 2 was really where it got traction. No, I remember even in, I think the second Transformers movie, the Taiwanese were not picking up the humor. But by the Transformers 4, they were. Because it's about the culture. There's strength to it. And it's not that we want everything to be done the white way, because Taiwan's getting their own freedom culture, but they're losing the Confucianism and the good, not the bad, but the good the Taiwanese are adopting from the West. And they're doing it through one, Marvel Comics, not DC, Marvel, and two, hip hop culture, specifically dancing, skateboarding. DJ, music, rap. Oh, well, one of the big things is that they get to show off. It's like, look at that. I did that trick. Aren't I awesome? Everyone's like, yeah, you're awesome. And showing off is good. In any other part of the culture, you're horrible, evil. You should never have a job and live on the street so we can all have an excuse to hate you because we need someone to hate. That's how the culture works, if you show off. And it's not allowed in skating because you want to be awesome and unique in front of everybody. And it's an accomplishment. People are appreciative that you did it and they cheer you on and it motivates them to go do their thing well. So it doesn't matter what you do as long as it's difficult and as long as it took practice and they can tell, wow, could I do that? So, it's healthy show. It's showmanship. It's healthy showing off. Confidence. You're allowed to be glad that you did something. So I'm trying to figure out why hip hop culture is such a miracle. Now Jedediah would say that it was Jesus and his freedom that allowed that. But I'm still trying to figure out why the DJ thing and the rapping thing and the graffiti thing and the dancing thing and the skating thing. I'm still trying to figure out why all of that is so amazing. And like I said, I've been talking with people trying to hack this and figure it out. I don't know what it is, but hip hop culture brings biblical virtues. And where did I learn that? I learned from Taiwan. As they were getting and they were adapting it. No, so one of the things it's utterly amazing. Because people have to work together and they're around each other and they've got a place to go if they've got trouble at home. Or, the people that have good families at home don't stay home all the time. So they end up rubbing shoulders with the people that do have trouble and learning that we're all not so different. And we end up meeting each other. It's really utterly amazing. And I look at it, well, a lot of us have skill in jobs. We want good clothing. It's very important. We want good advertising and marketing. That's important. There's so much that surrounds it. So it's amazing exercise. Utterly amazing. Your injuries are broken bones and bruises. Your injuries are not, unlike other exercise, you're not going to get like tennis elbow and arthritis. So much, I don't think. Now, unless you've got some sort of a problem, you could get abuse over time with sports, but the types of injuries that you get from skating are more character building. They're not, you don't like get tennis elbow like that. I don't know. I could be somewhat wrong about that. All sports have their injuries, but I'll leave it much. No, the interesting thing, like b-boy dancing, street dancing, and skating are both largely about balance. Like you've got to have balancing muscles. That's my exercise. I also go to the gym, of course, but that's my exercise. I don't do baseball. I could, but no, it could be any sport. I mean, the shop owner I was talking with, he's like, no, it's passion. You can chase any passion. If it's tennis, if it's baseball, if it's whatever, you got to chase your passion. This is what one of the local skate shop guru guys, who just like is a walking skateboard encyclopedia. My goodness, that guy knows everything. Oh, no, it's a Compass skate shop. Compass. All right. No, being in Taiwan taught me how to be more American. And it was skateboarding and hip hop culture that did that. So that's utterly fantastic. No, I think tomorrow I might talk about vaccines and what's going on. So, I'm sure it was a great podcast episode. It's only 9 minutes. If you want more, do the best thing you can do, which is hit repeat. See you tomorrow.